Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. Travel Diaries, Montreal Edition, with Kelly Zhang.
Hello.
And Miss Carter.
That's you.
Uh-huh.
You would tell everybody, my last name is Harder.
It is. That's my name. Anyways, we're going to talk about our...
We've been traveling for 2 weeks straight. We just got back yesterday.
At 11:30
p.m.
And then we woke up for work 6:30, and then right after we're like, let's podcast. So I'm sorry, guys, if we sound a little...
Yeah, because we have a lot of travel diaries to go through. So we went to a lot of places.
Where did we go?
Montreal, New York, Nashville, and Memphis.
Which one was your favorite?
I don't know. It's really hard to say. They were all different, but I think Nashville.
You know what? I think the same. Like, I actually was really surprised about Montreal because, you know, like, when you're, like, from a country, you're like, it's probably the same throughout the whole country. But no, I was amazed how different it was. It was like Europe.
Yeah.
It was Europe in Canada where you give Canadian dollars.
Except everything's in French.
Most things are in French. We still got around even though we didn't know any French.
Just oui,
bonjour. And la nana.
Rivet.
Which means banana. Oh no, it means pineapple.
Oh right, yeah.
But each place was, like, really cool. And you know what? No matter where you go, there's good and bad.
Yeah. Like, Tennessee is the only place that, like, I hadn't been to. So I think that's why I kind of, like, enjoyed it more. So I've been to Montreal, I've been to New York, but not the other two.
I liked Montreal because I got to see my cousin and her friend. Both of them are super nice, and her friend was like, she knew where to go.
She gave us so many recommendations to, like, the best bars, best restaurants.
Mm-hmm. She's really cool. It was okay. So I haven't seen my cousin in 14 years because she lives in England. I went to England in 2009. And I only met her once, and we only like saw each other for like a little bit, like a couple hours. And then we like messaged each other on Instagram, put like I love you on like Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
Anyways, right when I saw her, it just felt like I knew her, like we were hanging out. We hung out like for this whole time.
It's just really cool hearing her British accent.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have picked up a British accent more than like the French one.
Mm-hmm. She's from Yorkshire, where my mom is from. And so Kelly and I took an airplane, obviously.
We went up.
Flew.
And we went down.
We went down. The only time I'm praying really hard is when I'm in the air.
Because
I'm like, please, let me live through
this. It was a pretty smooth ride, I think.
It was, but I still do it.
Yeah.
And then we arrived in Montreal. It reminded me of the Mexican airport. And we waited in line for a taxi for like...
Very long time.
Yeah. And then I looked at Tim Hortons and I saw that it was like in French. And I'm like, Kelly, look. It's all in French.
I'm like, French is the first language.
And I had no idea. I didn't know French was the first language until that moment in the taxi lineup.
Just so weird. That's why, like, even though we were still in Canada, it felt like we weren't in Canada.
Right. It felt like we were in France.
Yeah.
But then there was Tim Hortons.
Right.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was, like, to me, it was cool. Because I love different things.
Yeah.
So we waited in line and then we got a taxi and then we were like to the David Hotel and the guy was like,
What?
what?
You didn't understand me.
So you had to show him your phone.
Yeah, and Elisa wanted me to say David in an accent.
David
Davide?
or
Davide?
Davide. Davide?
Davide.
Davide. But I didn't. And you didn't. All right. So we're riding in the car, in the taxi,
On the road.
on the road, going over a few bumps. See, my accent is still going. All right. Okay. This is way better.
Yeah.
If we sound a bit loopy,
We just tired.
no, we're pretty loopy
Yeah.
anyways, but we're overtired because actually our whole trip we were laughing and
And out every single night.
dude, we had the and I keep saying dude this whole time.
Dude.
Like the whole trip, I'm like, dude,
Dude.
where did that come
Maybe
from?
New York.
Finding Nemo, because they say
Oh,
dude.
yeah.
Yeah, right? Wait, is that the sea turtle or the
Those are the
pigeon?
sea turtles.
Or the seagull, I mean.
Sea turtles.
Kelly was really into pigeons in New York. But anyways.
The road.
The road.
David Hotel.
David Hotel. All right.
We walk in and like we couldn't open the door because we needed the code. It was locked.
Well, it's not open to everyone.
Just
Why was it locked? How did we get it?
I told you to check your Appy app.
All right. So I did. And guess what? We got in. We walked in, and then Kelly went to this man behind a desk. And I'm like, Kelly, this is like an Airbnb.
And I'm like, how do we check in?
But I was like, we already checked in. So we walked into the elevator, we went up, and then they spoke in French. The elevator spoke to us, and I jumped. Kelly didn't notice. She was tired. We walk, and then we're walking down this, it was really dark in
The
there.
dark hallway, the lights, there were hands.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
There was like, oh wait, we didn't explain. If we sound like a little tired, it's because we've haven't been sleeping for 2 weeks. We've just been nonstop. And then we got home at 11:30 at night last night. And then we wake up at 6:30 a.m. to work. And then right after, we decide to podcast because we're crazy.
Yeah. And who
Like
needs
good
rest?
crazy.
Yeah.
You
Who needs rest?
know, you rest when you die.
Right? People are like, go rest. I'm like, you? Don't tell me what to do.
He never talks like that. Rest. Yeah, that's why. Never mind. All right. Okay. So we get to the hotel, and oh my God, we were amazed because it was like the loft. You know, I always wanted to live in a loft ever since the Princess Diaries came out,
Oh
and she lived in a fire department or like a fire
Oh,
hall,
that was so cool.
and it was like loft, right?
Yeah.
Like loft style, and I was like, I want to live in a loft. I
It
don't
was
know
like
why.
concrete walls,
Yeah.
what's that word? Industrial.
Industrial. And the high ceilings. High ceilings. If you live in a high ceiling place, hold on.
We're coming.
I'm choking. If you live in a high ceiling place,
Let us know.
no.
Oh,
I just meant like, it's better. Like, I live in a high ceiling place.
right. Yeah.
Because you can breathe more or something. I don't
Yeah,
know.
and you won't hit your head on anything
Yeah.
unless you jump off the fridge.
You can do a flip and you won't even hurt yourself. Anyways, so we got to the hotel and we were so amazed. And it was really cool. It was like my style.
Yeah.
I love industrial style. And also, I love like art, like you know the shower, it
Yeah.
was like spectrum,
Yeah.
and it was so cool. It was so cool. I w almost walked into the shower wall.
Was
It
dangerous.
was so
She
dangerous.
almost hurt herself the first night.
I almost smacked my face in the wall, but something told me to stop right now.
And she stopped.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. But that thing with the shower.
What shower?
The shower. You can see everything.
Oh, right. So if you want to be like a little like dirty, you could shower in front of people while they're on the bed.
If it's like a couple's thing or
whatever. You can sit on the counter and watch. You can even like sit at the bench and watch TV and watch someone shower. But guess what? It was Kelly and I, and we're not together.
Just to be clear, we're not together.
So we put clothes in front of the... There's like no wall. It was just glass.
Yeah.
And we just thought it was funny. We just
hung up all of our jackets.
Yeah, we're like, you know what? We're not going to be together. We weren't together before. We're not going to be together this time either.
Yeah.
Or ever.
Yeah.
We're just friends.
Just friends.
So we covered the wall of the shower, and I took a shower. It was really nice. Really refreshing after you like take an airplane ride.
Yeah.
Because airports are so stuffy.
Yeah, you feel dirty.
You feel dirty right away.
Yeah.
Like a dirty. Oh, right. Okay. So I take a shower.
And I wanted to do something for Elisa.
But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the shower. But I was like, you know what? I do not want to take out Kelly's time, so I'm going to shower quick. I would say what kind of shower it was. No, it wasn't even that kind of shower. Never mind.
It was like faster.
Yeah, a faster shower. So I get out of the shower naked.
Obviously.
Yeah. And then I put like a dress on. And I walk around and I don't see Kelly.
Where is she?
I don't see her. And then I hear crunching. And I'm like, Kelly doesn't eat like that. And why is she sitting on the floor behind the counter munching on granola bars? And then she started blowing.
I just wanted to do something special for Elisa. Let me rephrase that. I was trying to surprise Elisa for her birthday with some balloons.
You know, anything people say, it can sound dirty, so whatever. Okay, you wanted to do something special for me, and it was.
Yeah, and so I blew up happy birthday so fast.
13 letters.
13 letters.
Wow. I think.
That's a lot of letters, seriously. And I thought Elisa was going to take a longer time in the shower. I thought I had a lot of time.
Okay, I don't take that long usually. No. But I was thinking, like, we just arrived here. I don't want to, like, take up, like, a lot of time, you know?
So I'm just huffing and puffing and blowing.
Yeah, so I was like, this is not Kelly. She does not eat granola bars. And if she ate a granola bar, she wouldn't eat like a crazy person. So, but then I heard the blowing and I'm like, oh, okay, I know what she's doing.
Yes, I just continue. What? Why did you look at me like that?
Because this is not a video podcast, so I could look at you however I want.
Yeah. I blew balloons up for Elisa for her birthday.
13?
13 uh-huh. letters. Because I wanted to make the room look birthday-y for Elisa.
And you know what? It looked really cool because it was like a loft and then it was like brick and then it was like was it rose gold? Happy birthday. And I was like, wow, this is really nice. And I really appreciated it.
I really appreciated it.
I know. It's because you should have heard me at work. I don't know how I train someone. Again, guys, we're sorry if we don't pronounce things.
English is hard.
It is. And it's because we have barely slept at all.
Who needs sleep?
Yeah. All right. So I really appreciated it.
Yeah, it was a good photo shoot
Yeah.
thing.
You took a picture of me and I put it on my Instagram, Elisa underscore Harder.
Check her out. Follow her.
On Instagram, you can see me posing in front of it, in front of the brick wall and the happy birthday. And sorry. It was called the David Hotel. If you ever go to the Old Town Montreal, actually, you know what? I suggest you stay in the Old Town Montreal because it's really cool. It's like Europe.
It's yeah, really cool.
Really cool. It was be like being in Europe in Canada. Use
Yeah.
Canadian dollars.
Yeah. But the only thing that was weird about that hotel was the name.
Yeah, because it was called the David Hotel. And in the bathroom, there's like this girl with her pants down, and it says, "Everyone knows David." And then we had a pillow, and it said, "Everyone knows." And then, like, even a robe, everyone knows. And then there's like a pillow
David
on the bath or on the bath bomb.
on the bed.
I don't talk about bath bombs. Remember
Right.
that. It's a reference from.
We don't speak about that. Anyways, there was a David pillow on the bed.
So right smack in the middle of the bed, it said David.
David.
And you know what? Normal people would be like, whatever, it's just the name of a hotel.
No, but
No.
my dad's name is David.
And my brother's name is David, and we have both thought that was a little effed up.
That was so messed
So
up.
we threw the pillow down.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable.
We cannot have David on our bed.
No, no,
Yeah.
no.
So we put it on the bench in front. Yeah. But yeah, it was really cool. There was like a TV on the island and
Yeah.
then the TV on the wall, but we never used it. I don't, guys, here's a poll for you. Do you watch TV when you stay at a hotel? Or do you actually like go out and do things?
I go out and do things.
Yeah, me too.
I only watch, maybe I'll turn on the TV when I'm trying to sleep. That's it.
Oh yeah, you
I did
did
that
that in
once.
New
Yeah.
York.
Yeah.
You watch Friends
Yeah.
and I was sleeping. But even at home, unless I'm like just really tired or I have nothing to do, I'll watch TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I barely watch TV.
I don't either.
Just
Yeah.
sleep.
Yeah, just with me when we're like just hanging out. But yeah, let me know. Like, do you go to the hotel and actually watch TV? Like, do people turn that on?
Why would you do that? Unless you're like waiting for someone in the shower or something, or I don't know,
And
but
they take long ones.
yeah.
This is Travel Diaries, Montreal, and
Originally, we were supposed to start this podcast off with a poem, but we're not gonna do that. But you'll
are
find out later why we were going to. What's that guy?
not why we did it though.
Oh, I thought it was, no?
No.
We just thought it was a good
No, it's
idea.
pretty much because we've been drinking the whole vacation, and then we had a drink at the airport, and then we thought it'd be cool if like
Oh, we
Kelly did a
start?
poem
Oh, right.
at the airport, and we thought it was really good. And now when we're like sober, we're like, this
Sucks.
that was really stupid. Like, okay, guys, if you're listening, we love you because actually it's pretty like cool that they're listening to us.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Like,
Lots of love.
anyways, if you're listening and you want to hear the poem, I will send you an audio clip reading it out to you, even though it's embarrassing. I will send you DM me and be like, "Hi, I want to read the poem." Or, "I want to hear the poem."
Yeah, only if you ask
And I'll
nicely.
send you an audio clip and just randomly tell you it. Okay?
Ask nicely. Say please.
Okay, we walk to the corner store, which is on the corner.
Yes, like 2 seconds away.
That's why it's called the corner store.
Oh.
And we get some drinks and I don't know what else.
Water.
Water.
And chips.
Yeah. And then we also walked to, I wrote down Finesse Burger because Kelly kept calling it Finesse, but it's actually Fiance.
The whole time, I'm like, where are we going? Finesse. It's fiance.
It actually was Fiance, but she kept saying Finesse. And then we picked it up and why didn't I put my name? This is my note, our notes from the airport.
Elisa picked it up.
When we picked it up, Elisa saw a sign saying all vegan. And Elisa said, "Is this right?" Because I was like, "Wait, what? We ordered hamburgers."
No, we're like, there's a meat version too.
And Kelly said, "No, there's probably different options." And then we got home and we realized it was all vegan. But it was delicious.
Still good.
We had kimchi French fries. Oh my
That
God.
was so good.
They were the freaking best. Because it had like pickled cabbage,
Yeah, and they were like the waffle
the
fries.
waffle fries,
Yeah.
and kimchi. Dude.
What can go wrong?
Shout out. What? Shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast.
Sure.
Why did you say what can go wrong?
Nothing can go wrong with waffle fries and kimchi.
I thought you were giving them a shout out. Shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast from the Denver, Colorado. They're really cool. They're a little scary, but cool. Like, I feel like they would get me really, really drunk.
That's why we're shouting them out. Totally meant to do that.
Kelly totally meant to shout you out. But I'm gonna shout you out anyways, just in case she didn't. Yeah, but guys, even if you're not vegan, go get the kimchi fries. I would love them right now.
Burger Finesse.
Fiance. So I was so into the kimchi fries that I broke my fork.
They were like wooden forks.
And I broke mine in half. Okay. We had a very nice loft, but they had no cutlery.
Yeah, they had, but they had like a ladle, scissors, tongs, everything, just no cutlery.
And Kelly made me a drink last or like that night, and she used a ladle. And I looked over, I'm like, is she making like a like old recipe?
Potion.
A potion, yeah.
Basically.
We got ready to meet my cousin. We met up at a speakeasy. We had no idea it was a speakeasy.
No, we couldn't find it. We went up and down the street so many times.
And we're like, where the frick is this pub that the Uber driver was like, yeah, you're here. And we're
I'm
like,
like,
well, no, we're
no.
not. It's just a pizza place.
We kept walking.
And then an Uber car came up. And I hear my cousin in the car, and I haven't seen her for 14 years.
Yeah, just hear like a British accent coming out of the car.
I hear her voice. I don't know if it was British or not.
I knew it was British because I've never heard her before, but like I heard a British.
You heard it?
Yeah.
I just knew it was her. And then she came out with her friend, and her friend is really cool too. We had a really good time.
Yeah, they're all so nice, so welcoming.
So I gave her like a hug three times and met her friend, and it was like yesterday instead of 14 years ago. We walked up to a bouncer and I was like, is this a milkshake or something? And then everyone laughed because it was called the Milky Way, and I felt very old because I'm like, why would I say milkshake? It was a nice bar with hanging lights and a reflection in the window that looked like the city. I was like, oh, look, it's the city of Montreal.
You're like, Elisa, no.
It's the re no, Elisa, it's the reflection of the bar. So what was really out there?
Probably just the sky.
We met a few different people. They were all pretty cool. We got someone to take our picture right when we like got up to the top.
You're like, excuse me, can you take our picture?
What else would I say? Hey, boy. Take my picture. And then, we met a few different people. We met, if you're listening to this and want to see a picture of Elisa and Kelly carrying one of the staff workers, DM and we will send it to you.
And he really should not have trusted us to do that.
Because he was a heavy boy.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I was like, let's pick you up for the picture. And then
He did it. Probably would have dropped him.
we were dropping him in the
Yeah.
picture.
Yeah.
We were like on the floor. It was fun. Everyone was so nice. We met two people from New Hampshire. They were cool and they just came from RuPaul Drag. Is it RuPaul
RuPaul's
Drag?
Drag Race, yeah.
The dog?
Not like a dog. My dog.
RuPaul
Yeah.
Drag Race? Drag
Yeah.
show?
Yeah, they're really cool.
We said let's meet up in New York. We never met up in New York. We then took tons of pictures and we were glowing in the dark. Our hair and nails and teeth. We got cool drinks, like the it was like the tiki drinks and shit. And then we went to a wait, what else did we do?
The bird drink was cool too. It
Oh yeah, the
was like a glass in the shape of a bird.
yeah.
Laughing at me.
Guys, we've been laughing for 2 weeks because we've been overtired and we've had to explain to people we're not laughing at them. So if you hear that, it's randomly. If we're laughing, it's just normal to
Yeah,
us.
yeah. That was just day one. Oh, it's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet because we end up going to a bar after. Oh, and she got me a present, a birthday present.
Yeah.
It says my birthday that next day. We went to a club. I had no idea we were going to a club because, like, I don't plan on going to clubs anymore because I'm pretty old.
That
Like,
was
80. I'm
like
80
the.
years old, Kelly.
I know. That was. No, I'm 80 years old.
Kelly's actually, like, 80 years old.
Yeah.
She's always in pain.
I know. Yeah, that's what I thought when we walked into that club. I was like, Elisa doesn't club, but it's kind of cool. These bars, lights were going down.
Yeah, and then these like young guys were like hitting on me and I was like, I'm too old for you.
Yeah.
I told them, I'm like, I'm probably double your age.
Yeah, and then they had like a bar fight.
And then a one guy tried to kiss me and I was like, I
No.
stopped it because I was like, no, you're like, if I had a kid, you'd feed my kid.
Yeah, Elisa finished her drink and brought the glass back to the bar.
Yeah, I felt like really old because I was like, I don't want to leave my empty glass here. I'm gonna go back to the bar and give it back to the bartender because like it's what older people do.
Did the same.
Yeah, and then we met a guy who was going to Vancouver. He was sitting on a bar, like at bar bench, bar bench?
At the bar stool.
Not a bar stool. It was a booth. And he was sitting on top of the booth, and I went over and I was like, why are you sitting on top of the booth? Wow, I sound like.
Now I remember that guy.
Yeah. And he was sitting there with that expensive tequila and everything. He's like, oh, do you want to drink a shot? And I already had a shot and I didn't want any more. And he was like, oh, I'm going to the Pacific, is it Pan Pacific in Vancouver tomorrow? We're like, we're not going to Vancouver. We just came from there. And then, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Why are we telling this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember it. I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Where were you?
I don't know.
And yeah, you mentioned there was a bar fight.
Yeah. Did you
It,
see it?
yeah, I did.
Okay.
So this guy kept saying, happy birthday, happy birthday. That night. And then he was like, oh, come to the VIP. And I'm like walking with him, and I'm like, I just had a feeling. I'm like, this guy is going to try and kiss me.
She walked away.
So I was like, no, you're not kissing me. So I walk away and I walk back to you guys, and that's when we take the pictures.
Was that our last stop?
Yeah. Yeah, we got back to our loft and I wanted water with my, so I like poured water in my glass and I thought my side table was higher than, yeah.
Dropped the glass.
And I smashed it. And then I woke up and stepped on the glass. And then we went for a walk in Montreal and I was stepping glass.
But you know what? She's a tough cookie.
I'm a harder.
Yeah.
It was my birthday. I woke up a little hungover and walking with glass in my foot.
We walked to the pier.
But before that, Kelly decided to make some potion with the spatula or the ladle.
Yeah, to help her recover, hydrate a little bit. Some
But it
liquid
looked like she
IV.
was like a witch, like brewing it because she had to, she was using the ladle because we had the David Hotel did not have any utensils or they were hiding them
Yeah,
somewhere.
so I had to use a ladle to mix up our liquid IV.
Oh yeah, and then that night the guy was laughing in the Uber.
Oh, was that night? That was so funny. The three of us could not stop laughing.
Dude, I was in the front with the Uber and Amina and Kat and Kelly were in the back. They were like hyperventilating.
I could not breathe from
They all
laughing.
couldn't breathe because
At least it just kept going on about these bills that were in the Uber drivers.
I just couldn't get over how this Uber driver had all his like bills in the side where I sit. And I just was like, I just couldn't understand, like, why would you leave your bills there with all these pa different passengers that you get?
A valid question. And then she rolls down the window and asks the car next door.
There was two young guys in a car next door because I was so amazed that this guy like carried bills in the side of his car
And they're like,
door,
no way, no one else
open
does
to
that.
anyone. I could just take it out and just take them. Anyways, I roll down the window and I asked these two guys, "Do you carry bills in your side door?"
And they said, yes.
They said yes.
Montreal people.
Yeah.
But that was really funny.
Yeah,
You
they
had to be there, actually.
like, yeah, like I could not, I've never heard anyone laugh like that before. And all three of them.
Yeah.
And even the Uber driver thought it was so funny, he smacked me on the arm.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
we're like, sorry, I don't hope the rating doesn't go down or something, because it was a cat's Uber.
Yeah.
But no, everyone had a great time.
Yeah. Because the Uber driver was laughing, you
Yeah.
guys were laughing. I was just confused about the bills. Thank you, Kelly. Do you think the laundry is done?
Let me check.
Okay, can we pause it?
The Uber drive.
Yeah, so we went. I think the Uber drive was before the club, right?
It was after,
It was after?
before. I think, yeah, before the club, yeah.
Okay. By the way, we noticed there was very good looking guy. Well, Kelly didn't. I mean.
Oh no.
Okay. By the way, everyone thought there's a lot of good looking guys in Montreal. Like everywhere you
There
go.
were. I think it's just like the French.
I don't
Looking.
know. But. All right. So the next day, yeah, we stayed in bed. We walked to
Old
Montreal,
Port. Walk to Old Port, Montreal.
Old Port with glass in my foot. And where did we? Oh, yeah, we walked to the poutine place.
Yes, La Banquise poutine.
What did you think about it?
It was okay.
We walked actually for like 40 minutes, actually.
Yeah, but it was nice to walk there just to get some air and
I needed air for sure.
Yeah, to like the scenery. But yeah, everyone was like really hyped about that poutine, but I just thought it was like okay.
Yeah, I had the wiener hot dog. I mean, the wiener poutine.
I had the
Montreal.
Montreal meat, yeah.
You know what? It was okay. Nothing special.
Yeah, just the meat was really good.
And then we took an Uber to Simon's because we love Simon's. But we actually like the Simon's in Vancouver better because it's cleaner.
Easier to navigate through.
Sorry if anyone is listening from Montreal. But I think maybe we're just used to our Simon's.
Yeah, I like to know where everything is.
Yeah. Like it is clean, it's just like a little
It was
messy.
like and really big, so hard to find
Yeah.
things. Hard to focus.
What did we do after that?
We got a coffee and you really wanted a bagel, but we were so full.
Yeah.
We're like, you like, should I get it?
Lately, like, or lately, we would have like one meal and then we'd be full until like really late at night.
Yeah, we don't know how Phil does it.
Yeah.
Who's
We kept
Phil?
saying that. We kept like, anytime we were like eating and we're full, we'd always be like, how does Phil do it? Because we watched YouTube and Everybody Feed Phil? No.
Something like that. I don't know.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everyone knows Phil. No, that's David.
You Better Feed Phil.
Something about Phil. I don't know.
You gotta fulfill him.
Fulfilled. That'd be a good name. Anyway, I don't know, but just
Fulfill Phil.
a food vlogger on YouTube named Phil, you'll find
And
him.
I'm pretty sure he was the director or something of Everybody Loves Raymond or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't fact check me. Everybody Loves Phil. No, Everybody Feed Phil.
Maybe.
Hungry Phil.
Philtastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's bombastic. Sorry.
Everybody Feed Phil. But yeah. Anyways, after that, we went to Simon's, and then what did we do after that? I think we met out with my cousin. Oh yeah, it was my birthday, right?
Yeah, so we had a dinner reservation at
Yeah.
9 with your cousin.
The sushi place.
It's really cool. It was like tapas, like sushi
It was
tapas.
only a block away
And she didn't even plan that.
from the hotel, like
Yeah.
our hotel,
Yeah.
David Hotel.
That was cool. It was so close. We had no idea.
Yeah, we dressed up. I think we had a drink before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we drank right before.
We always drink right before.
No, I'm talking about Amina and Kat came over
Oh, yeah.
to the loft.
Right.
And Amina, because she's from England, she's never had a White Claw before. So we're like, this is a White Claw,
And
but
all dress chips.
oh yeah, she lo I was like, take those, I'll dress home. But I don't know if she liked the White Claw.
Just thought it was okay.
Yeah. Like at first, when you drink a White Claw, it's okay, but you fall in love later.
Yeah.
So we went to this Japanese sushi place, and I see Amina talking to the waiter. I'm like, oh, I know what she's going to say.
But no, she was like, no, he was just saying, it looked familiar, you know, playing it cool.
Yeah. And we ordered a bunch of food because everything on the menu was really treat.
Yeah,
Really treat.
legit, legit.
It's really treat. Cheap. It was really cheap. Like in Montreal, the food is like pretty cheap.
So cheap, yeah.
Vancouver is expensive.
Why do people come here?
You know, the more I travel, I'm like, why am I here?
Yeah, but I still really like it here.
I don't really like it.
No,
No, not as much as
before.
before. Like, I do like the mountains and the trees, but the people are not.
Oh yeah, people are not nice. I can't even walk down the street and like, you know, usually other places we smile and we say hi.
Yeah.
Here, they're like, "Don't look at me, bitch." I'm like, what the
Yeah,
fuck? Like,
I know.
yeah.
That was me this morning. Just
Oh,
kidding. All right. Hold on. I'm so tired, Kelly.
know.
like 8:30. We've been out. We were traveling. One night we like I was awake for half an hour. Or no, I went to sleep for half an hour and then woke up and took a Greyhound to Memphis.
Don't even know how we did that.
I don't even know how we made it because we like
I
put
know.
everything in our suitcase, didn't even shower or anything,
Right?
and just left.
That's Memphis Travel Diaries. Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Or as British people say, stay tuned. Like
Stay tuned.
Tuesday.
Oh. Funny how the British call their bags a fanny. Oh, wait, the other way around.
No, we
They
call it a fanny
fanny
pack and they
pack.
call it a bum bag or something.
Yeah. So, like, fanny is a vagina.
In England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought about that. Just
Okay, we went to the sushi place and then we bought ate a bunch of food and then we did a
sake bomb.
and we have a video of that and we're not sending it.
You're not gonna post it?
No, because
He screams.
they're like sake bomb. So what you do is you get a thing of what is it?
Sapporo, a beer, and then they put a sake.
On top of chopsticks. And then you're supposed to yell out sake bomb,
Yeah, so
and
they're
then you
all,
bang the
yeah.
table twice.
The
Is
waiter says, Ichi ni san sake bomb, and then we just
because
say
it
sake
means
bomb.
one, two, three, ichi ni
San.
san, and then you say sake bomb,
And
and
you
then
hit the
you
table.
hit the table twice, and guess what?
Me and Elisa screamed. It was just us Vancouverites screaming.
Yeah, we didn't need to, but it kind of scared. I told the waiter, I'm like, I'm scared.
I'm gonna scream.
Because, you know, like you do banging and then
Gotta scream after a bang. Sorry.
you sorry? No, it's true though. Like we both screamed after the banging and then Kate came out and they sang happy birthday. And it was sesame seed cake,
Yeah.
which was it almost tastes like peanut butter.
It was their first time having a sesame cake.
Like
Yeah.
because yeah. It was good.
It was good, yeah.
Where did we go after that? Oh, we went to okay, and then Kat showed us a place. It was a lantern place. It was like it was another like she knows every speakeasy in town, and it was full of lanterns. And the host was really nice. He was like, "Oh, here's a seat," and then, "Oh, wait,
He
no,
didn't let us in first or get a table.
no, this was someone different." We waited. We didn't have a reservation, but he saw my birthday badge, and he's like, "Okay, you can come in." And then this other guy helped us to a seat. I'm like, thank you so much. I thought he gave up his seat.
No, he worked there.
I was like, oh, you're really nice. You work here? And he's like, obviously. Oh, man.
We just thought everyone was just really nice.
Ellie,
Yeah.
I'm really tired.
Oh no. Me too.
Should we stop
Pause it.
it?
We can pause it.
Should we like do this episode and then like continue it? I'm like way too tired.
Yeah, we can continue.
I am so sorry, everyone.
Don't be sorry. You'll cut it out. We'll continue. Okay.
Travel Diaries, Montreal for 2 days and then New York.
Sounds
Right?
good. Sounds good. Ichi ni san sake bomb. That's not how you end it.
We're really tired. Guys, you don't even know.
I still have to go out after.
We like hardly slept. But yeah, okay. Thank you so much for listening. That is only part of Montreal. We still have another part of Montreal. And then we have New York, and then we have
Nashville.
Nashville, and then we have Memphis. And you don't even know how many people we've met.
So much has happened.
So much has happened. So, like, we got like face tattoos and everything.
I need a day to remember it.
But like I wrote down notes and everything, so we're all good. I did not get face
We're just
tattoos.
joking.
Yeah, we're just joking.
We scared a bunch of people.
I just want to say a few shout outs though.
Yeah, shout
Because
them out.
while I was in the plane and I was listening to a podcast, Chicano Wish gave me a huge shout out. So Buzz was on my episode. And then his dad, Pops, and his sister, Beans, they were talking. And they gave me a big shout out. Shout out to Chicano Wish, Dave Jokes from Mindless Digital. It's funny to say that, but he doesn't. Travis. I Need a Freak podcast. I just started listening to them, and I was listening to them when we were on the airplane on the way to Montreal, and I want to give them a shout out. His podcast is usually at strip clubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in LA. Shout out to Chabba101. Shout out to Irma Gomez. Shout out to Chuco Chisme. And Chicano Shuffle. And What Can Go Wrong podcast. And all the people that we met on the trip. Shout out to them. We've met firefighters, policemen. NYPD. We met everyone. We met the Bagel Brothers. We arm wrestled, or I arm wrestled NYPD. No, NYFD.
FD.
We took pictures with the police of Memphis. We met New Yorkers in Nashville after going to New York
And Miami.
and Miami, and then we were in the country or Nashville. And they're like, "Do you want to request a song?" And I said, because of the friends we were with, we were from Miami. I'm like, "Can you sing Miami?"
Work.
And she had no idea what I was talking about. I was talking about Will Smith, Miami. Like, you know how to sing it?
No.
Okay. Anyways, guys, I'm like really tired.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to episode 103.
Montreal, part one.
Montreal, part one.
Good night. Love y'all.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We will continue this when we have.
Some sleep.
Yeah. We love you.
Love you.
We'd give you a hug if you were here.
XXX is what your cousin would say. Amina.
No, it's two X's.
Oh, what does the third one mean?
Like a porn.
Oh. Sorry. XX.
Okay, now I have to explain. Okay, British people, whenever they put like, they finish a message, they'll put XX, like kiss kiss. If you don't do kiss kiss, then you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good night,
Night.
everyone.
Six.
Bye.